So good to see you in the Lord's house today. We're glad that you are here at Grace Bible Church. And our call to worship this morning, I want to draw your attention to Isaiah chapter 44, looking at the first five chapters of the section of Isaiah that deals with the greatness of God and His power and might. And we read here in verse 9, "They that make a graven image are all of them vanity, and their delectable things shall not profit them at all. And they are their own witnesses. They see not, nor know, that they may be ashamed. Who hath formed of God or molten a graven image that is profitable for nothing? Behold, all his fellows shall be ashamed, and the workmen, they are all of men. Let them all be gathered together, let them stand up, yea, they shall fear, and they shall be ashamed together. The smith with the tongs both worketh in the coals, and fashioneth with hammers, and worketh it with the strength of his arms, yea, he is hungry, and his strength faileth. He drinketh no water, and is faint." This passage of Scripture shows the foolishness of men's ideas of fashioning their own God. I'll never forget in Haiti that I was taken to a place where they made graven images. And also in India, both places I was taken to where they make images for sale. And these are objects of worship. And you see the workers out there pounding away on granite or stone to make some kind of an image of a serpent in India, or to make some elephant. Or in Haiti, they had different grotesque-looking things that they would carry around in their pockets to ward off the evil spirits and so forth that were made to be worshiped. All of these things were made with hands of human beings. They have no power. They have no might. They have no spirit within them. And yet they are used by individuals to seemingly give them power. We think they have power. That's the foolishness. Why don't you put your faith and trust in someone that you know has power? That being the Lord Jesus Christ. How foolish to think that some snake or some image of an elephant or some image of some grotesque-looking creature that's supposed to ward off evil spirits, how can you put your trust in something that you know is just made out of stone? This is the picture that's given to us in this passage, and I want to encourage you that today we've met together in this place to worship God, to worship His Son, Jesus Christ, and to know the power of the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, is here with us today. And we worship God together, knowing that He is alive, that He is all-powerful, that He's not bound by time, He's not bound by the limitations of humanity, but He is completely independent. And I want to encourage you to understand that our worship is not today in something that might exist, but someone who does exist, the one who made us and brought us together today to worship Him in this place. I want to encourage you to lift up your voices in song now to the God of the universe and give Him your adoration and your praise.